Good evening. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with the latest Hurricane Irma, Jose, and Katya updates for you. The 5 p.m. advisory from the National Hurricane Center has been released. Hurricane Irma is churning away at 155 miles per hour, a strong Category 4, with a pressure of 925 millibars. Irma is moving west at 12 miles per hour, and the coordinates are 22.1 degrees north and 76.5 degrees west. Irma is located 195 miles east of Caibarian, Cuba, and 345 miles southeast of Miami. The new information in the 5 o'clock p.m. advisory is that there is a storm surge watch now for the Tampa Bay area. The hurricane warning has been extended northward for the east coast of Florida to Sebastian Inlet and along the west coast of the peninsula northward to Anna Maria Island. The hurricane watch has been extended northward along the west coast of Florida to Suwannee River. A storm surge watch has been issued north of Venice to the Anclote River, including Tampa Bay, and from Ponce Inlet to the Flagler-Volusia County line. Now, forecasters are not sure if the eye will hit the Cuban coast or not, and that could change things for the hurricane. They also still don't know when it will turn northward. Hurricane conditions are spreading over portions of Cuba and the central Bahamas. Winds in Miami Beach are at 15 miles per hour, and winds in Nassau are 22 miles per hour. Guantanamo Bay has winds at 32 miles per hour, and Key West has winds of 9 miles per hour. Tropical storm force winds could begin in Florida around 8 a.m. Saturday. Landfall is expected at Key Largo early Sunday, but the bands could start coming in overnight. Water temperatures are increasing, so the storm will be increasingly organized and could become a Category 5 again. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 70 miles from Irma's center, and tropical storm force winds extend up to 185 miles from the center. The expected storm surge could be anywhere up to 12 to 15 feet. Looking at particular cities, Marathon is expecting 40-mile-per-hour gusts tomorrow morning and 100-mile-per-hour or more gusts Saturday night into Sunday morning. They are expected to receive 12 to 18 inches of rain and up to a 10-foot storm surge. Miami is expected to receive 40-mile-an-hour winds Saturday morning into late Sunday and 100-mile-an-hour winds on Sunday morning. They are expected to receive 12 to 18 inches of rain and up to a 10-foot storm surge. Fort Myers is expected to receive 40-mile-an-hour winds Saturday night to Monday morning and 75-mile-an-hour winds on Sunday. 8 to 12 inches of rain are expected for Fort Myers and up to a 5-foot storm surge. Orlando will get their 40-mile-an-hour winds Sunday morning to Monday morning and 75-mile-an-hour winds late Sunday to Monday morning. They will receive about 8 to 12 inches of rain. West Palm Beach will get their 40-mile-an-hour winds Saturday morning to Monday morning and 100-mile-per-hour winds on Sunday. They will receive 12 to 18 inches of rain and a 10-foot storm surge. Charleston will get their 40-mile-an-hour winds on Sunday afternoon to Tuesday morning and 65-mile-an-hour winds on Monday. They will receive 5 to 8 inches of rain. Now I want to talk a little bit about Hurricane Jose. Hurricane Jose is churning away at 150 miles per hour, also a Category 4. It is moving west-northwest at 17 miles per hour and is located 335 miles east-southeast of the northern Leewards. Hurricane warnings have been issued for parts of the northern Leeward Islands for tomorrow. Forecasters expect Hurricane Jose's winds to reach 140 miles per hour by tomorrow night after moving over the islands, and then the hurricane will move to the central Atlantic and will make a loop to the northeast. Hurricane Katia is churning away at 105 miles per hour and is a Category 2 hurricane. It will make landfall by early Saturday in Mexico. A hurricane warning is in effect for Cabo Rojo to Laguna Verde, and a tropical storm warning is in effect for north of Cabo Rojo to Rio Panuco and south of Laguna Verde to Puerto Veracruz. Now let's turn back to Hurricane Irma and talk about evacuation. For Florida evacuation zone and evacuation routes, you want to go to floridadisaster.org. For Georgia evacuation routes, you need to go to ready.ga.gov. For South Carolina evacuation routes and zone maps, go to scemd.org. If you're evacuating and you need to know where you can find gas, download the Gas Buddy app or go to gasbuddy.com, and there you can find places that will have gas for you to fuel up your vehicle. If you're in Florida and you're experiencing any kind of emergency, especially an emergency evacuating, call this number, 1-800-342-8857. That's 1-800-342-8857. Also for Florida, toll and express lanes in Florida on I-75 are open. Florida 511 has real-time highway information. Either call 511 or go to florida511.com. You need to take final shelter by Saturday morning. The Fort Lauderdale Airport is closing at 7:45 tonight. South Miami airports are shutting down tonight. People will be sent to shelters if they have not flown out already. Orlando Airport is shutting down Saturday. Palm Beach International Airport is closing right after 9 p.m. tonight. Florida Welcome Centers are emergency information centers for evacuees. Officials assure us that traffic jams are getting cleared and fuel continued to be brought to local communities today in tanker trucks, but that will come to an end this evening. Port Everglades is closing tonight, and people need to be fueled up and gone by then. Here is some more evacuation information for Florida. Evacuation is mandatory for visitors and residents of the Florida Keys. It is mandatory in Miami-Dade for Zones A and B, parts of Zone C, barrier islands, and mobile homes. In Broward County, evacuation is mandatory for mobile homes, barrier islands, and coastal areas east of the federal highway. In Palm Beach, evacuation is mandatory at 10 a.m. Friday for Zones A and B, including mobile homes and barrier islands. In Collier County, evacuation is mandatory for Goodland, Everglades City, Chokoloskee, and is strongly advised for mobile homes. In Lee County, evacuation is mandatory Friday for the barrier islands and mobile homes. In Pinellas County, mandatory evacuation Friday at 6 a.m. for Zone A, including mobile homes. And for St. John's, evacuation was mandatory this morning at 6 a.m. for Zones A and B, St. Augustine, Hastings, and mobile homes. There are concerns about the Herbert Hoover Dyke having wind pushed over the dyke. There are mandatory evacuations for communities surrounding the southern half of Lake Okeechobee from Lake Port to Canal Point in Hendry, Palm Beach, and Glades counties. Cities included are South Bay, Lake Harbor, Pahokee, Moorhaven, Clewiston, Belglade, and Canal Point. And counties which are under a complete or partial evacuation order are Brevard, Broward, Charlotte, Collier, Flagler, Glades, Hardy, Hendry, Indian River, Lee, Manatee, Martin, Miami-Dade, Monroe, Palm Beach, Pinellas, Sarasota, and St. Lucie. All right, let's take a look at Georgia. There is mandatory evacuation in Chatham County and all areas east of I-95. Mandatory evacuations go into effect tomorrow. Contraflow will open tomorrow in Savannah, where I-16 eastbound lanes will be reversed. In South Carolina, you can find evacuation routes at scdot.org/getting/evacuation.aspx. That's a lot to remember, so I suspect you could probably find it pretty easily at scdot.org. Evacuations are in order for nursing homes and hospitals in four counties. Earlier today, it had been eight counties, but the governor rescinded some of the evacuation orders. Tolls have been suspended on Hilton Head Isle. Lanes along Interstate 26 and possibly I-77 will be reversed to ease evacuations. Now let's talk about lodging, because if you're getting out of your city, you've got to have somewhere to go, somewhere to stay. If you're in Florida and you want to know about hotel space, go to Expedia.com/Florida. If you're looking for not a hotel, but maybe you'd like to stay in a home or you just need a room, Airbnb.com/disaster has information about free housing in Southern Georgia and Florida. Comcast has done their part to make sure that people will have no trouble getting the information that they need. They have opened 137,000 hotspots across Florida, 20,000 hotspots in Savannah, Augusta, Brunswick, and surrounding Georgia counties, 6,000 hotspots in Charleston and surrounding counties. You can find a map of hotspots at Xfinity.com/Wi-Fi. So you've evacuated and you have a lot of stuff with you. Where are you going to put it? U-Haul is offering 30 days of free storage for evacuees at 96 locations. Citizens who want to help. How can you help? You can help by helping with shelter needs. You can go to volunteerflorida.org or invoad.org. Now just some random information by state. Of course, beginning with Florida. Florida disaster funds have been activated by Governor Rick Scott. The entire force of the Florida Army and Air National Guard, 7,000 members, are activated and stationed across the state. They have coordinated with the Illinois National Guard to use aircraft to help move meals ready to eat from Cecil Field to Avon Park. Miami-Dade is evacuating 650,000 residents. Florida is under a public health emergency. For those looking to do last-minute grocery shopping, Publix is closing at 8 p.m. tonight in South Florida. All public schools and universities will be closed through Monday. Sarasota County has a 3 p.m. curfew, I believe, tomorrow. A storm surge warning is in effect for the Sebastian Inlet southward around the Florida Peninsula to Venice and the Florida Keys. A storm surge watch is in effect for north of Sebastian Inlet to Ponce Inlet. A hurricane warning is in effect for Jupiter Inlet southward around the Florida Peninsula to Bonita Beach, the Florida Keys, Lake Okeechobee, and Florida Bay. And a hurricane watch is in effect for north of Jupiter Inlet to the Flagler-Volusia County line and north of Bonita Beach to the Anclote River. Now looking at Georgia, 64 more counties have been added to the state of emergency, bringing the total to 94. 30 counties are under mandatory evacuation. The Georgia Port Authority is ceasing operations at the ports of Savannah and Brunswick Saturday through Tuesday. If you're in Georgia and you notice that someone is engaging in price gouging, go to consumer.ga.gov and make sure you report it. I don't have a lot of information for you about South Carolina right now, but what I can say is that 97% of the hotels are at capacity. And lastly, I have a celestial musing for you. In this celestial musings, I don't think my opinion on anything could be nearly as important as a simple plea that we keep all those in the paths of Irma, Jose, and Katya in our prayers, and also those who maybe have evacuated and are terrified at what they will return home to. Let us not forget this weekend those who are still reeling from Hurricane Harvey and are very early in what promises to be a very long recovery. Some are claiming that these storms, recent earthquakes, and fires in the West are proof of our being in the end times and we'd better get ready for Jesus. Well, we've been in the end times for nearly 2,000 years. And let's just say your end of times and my end of times will probably come before the end of times, so we should always be ready for our judgment. But I want to leave you on a happy note this Friday. A Protestant pastor of the Mennonite persuasion, who is a friend of mine, had a lighthearted post on Facebook. It said, quote, "Not belittling anyone, but NPR talked today about the attacks of Harvey and Irma. Sounded to me that the U.S. is being attacked by an old Mennonite couple." Well, wasn't I surprised to see, last night, a news story in the New York Times about Harvey and Irma Schluter of Spokane, Washington, aged 104 and 93, respectively. The Schluters have been married for 75 years, and unlike Harvey and Irma that have displaced countless from their homes, this Harvey and Irma have given a home to to foster children, 120 of them to be exact, over the decades of their marriage. May God bless Harmy and Irma Schluter, and may God bless all those who carry the heavy cross of personal impact from these hurricanes. That's it for this evening's news update. But remember, if news breaks out, we'll break in. We now return you to your regularly scheduled Crusade Channel programming. Celeste Youngblood signing out for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.